You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 54, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. So hello! Before I start telling you about today's theme, I want to remind you that we at Book Riot are giving away $500 of the year's best YA fiction and nonfiction, selected by Kelly Jensen, a former YA librarian and our current BRYA expert. That's fun to say, BRYA. You can see the full prize list if you go to bookriot.com/500YA giveaway. That's 500. You can also sign up to win. The contest ends July 31st. You could win Dread Nation, Anger is a Gift, Undead Girl Gang, Children of Blood and Bone, so many more amazing titles. So again, go to bookriot.com/500YA giveaway to enter. And I also want to tell you about our sponsor today. It's us. All the calls are coming from inside the house. I just want to remind you about Book Riot Insiders. You can level up your reading life with a 14-day free trial for Book Riot Insiders. You can wishlist upcoming releases that you're dying to read. You can get exclusive podcasts and newsletters, enter to win swag. The epic level spots open up monthly, and the novel level subscribers get first crack at those. And then you get to join us on the Insider Slack channel. And there's the new release index, which is the calendar of upcoming releases that I curate, which is so much fun. And it's just awesome. So you can check it out and you get a 14-day free trial. Go to bookriot.com/insiders to find out more. So now, today, I was looking at the week's new releases, and The Summer Wives by Beatrice Williams is one of them, which I enjoyed a whole bunch. I really like her books. I think this was her best. It's a sort of historical romance set on an island, like in the 1950s, and then it jumps forward and you find out what happened in, you know, back then, and just, I'm not going to tell you any of the spoilers about it, but it's just, it's really fun, and I enjoyed it, and I was thinking about other books that have summer in the title, because we are in the middle of summer, it's hot, and, you know, I'm going to kick it off with The Summer Book by Tove Jonsson. It's a NYRB classic edition now. She wrote The Moomins, which I still have never read, but very famous children's books with those little hippo-looking creatures. But The Summer Book is about a six-year-old who goes to stay with her grandmother for the summer on an island in the Gulf of Finland. And, you know, she's six, so she's got lots of questions, and she's very curious about everything. And they explore the island and talk about nature and life and all the stuff. And, you know, it's like the girl is starting her life while the grandmother's life is coming to an end. And it's heartbreaking and wonderful and sweet. And it's one of the recommendations I've had the most people come back and tell me that they enjoyed. So again, that is The Summer Book by Tove Jonsson. My next pick is Ghost Summer by Tanana Reeve Dew. It's a book of scary short stories. I think we talked about this on the podcast earlier, but I want to remind you because it's so, so good. If you're looking for like a Stephen King read-alike, I've found that she is the most like him, especially her book The Good House, but also this. So these are stories set in Florida. It's a small town called Gracetown, just over the line from Georgia. It's hot. It's strange. There's the first story is the reason why I don't like going in the water, because I don't like things in the water, so it scared me. But one is like about a new teacher in town who doesn't know not to go in the water. There's one about a new baby who has some issues. There's a ghost story. There's a story involving the Underground Railroad. They're just all really great. And I think we're due for some new stuff from her. I don't think we've had anything recently, so I'm looking forward to that. So again, this is Ghost Summer, and it's by Tanana Reeve Dew. My next pick is actually a book that I haven't read, so I shouldn't say a pick, but I was upstairs looking around at my books, and I found a couple that have summer in the title that I own that I still have not read. One came out not too long ago. It's called Summer Hours at the Robber's Library. Big fan of reading books set in bookstores and libraries. This is by Sue Halperin, and it's about a librarian in a small town in New Hampshire and a 15-year-old who is sentenced to community service and works in the library, and they sort of strike up a friendship and become their own little clique. Like they have another person who joins them, and sort of like a new group of friends is what I'm getting from reading. I haven't read it, that's what I'm getting from the description. And the other book I haven't read, which I feel like everyone has read, and I can't believe I haven't read it, is Prodigal Summer by Barbara Kingsolver. This is one of hers that I haven't read, which is the story of three people over the course of a summer in southern Appalachia. So I should bring that one downstairs and check it out soon, too. So if you've read these and you like them, you recommend them, let me know. So one book I have read that I absolutely loved, I know I talked about it on the podcast, it was one of my favorites the year it came out. I'm dying for something else from her. It's The Summer That Melted Everything by Tiffany McDaniel. Such a strange, fascinating, smart novel. It's set in Ohio during this one summer when a 13-year-old boy shows up. His name is Sal, and he says he's the devil. And not only does he show up, but apparently Fielding Bliss, who is the narrator, his father invited him. He wrote a letter asking the devil to come to Ohio, and supposedly he did. And it's like the summer is just like so hot that it's really affecting how people behave and how they respond to Sal, who they also believe is the devil. They're going to take him at his word. And it's about racism and just it's like a gothic John Irving novel. That's the best way I could describe it. And sometimes her writing is so intense and claustrophobic that you like feel like you're melting along with everyone in the town. It's so good. So again, it's called The Summer That Melted Everything by Tiffany McDaniel. If you like graphic novels, there's This One Summer by Mariko Tamaki and Jillian Tamaki. They are cousins. Jillian is the illustrator and Mariko is the writer. It's about a girl named Rose. She goes and spends the summer with her friend Wendy every year. Wendy is kind of like the little sister that Rose never had. But this summer that takes place during the book is a little different. Rose's parents are not getting along. They're fighting all the time. It's really affecting Rose. And so she's spending more time with Wendy. And it's sort of this coming-of-age book about leaving childhood behind. Rose is at that age where she's becoming conscious of how decisions affect how the world perceives us and also how she is perceived just for being a woman. And it's heartbreaking, but also just so lovely, and the art is fantastic. So again, that is This One Summer by Mariko Tamaki and Jillian Tamaki. And there's also The Summer Prince, if you like a good fantasy novel, The Summer Prince by Elia Don Johnson. It takes place in a future Brazil. There's a young girl named June. She's a very talented artist. She is one of the poorer members of this society. She likes to do her art all around the city. And she meets the summer king, Enki, who seems to also really be into art. And so even though he's royalty and he's not part of like the lower class, supposedly, they decide to do some art together because they think that the system is kind of broken and they are sort of sparking a rebellion to change the system with their artwork. But they also fall in love. But the twist is that summer kings are doomed to die at the end of summer. So what's going to happen to Enki? It's fantastic. So again, that's The Summer Prince by Elia Don Johnson. And for my dealer's choice this week, I started reading Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup, about Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes. It's by John Carreyrou. It's banana pants. That is what I had heard about it, which is why I went and picked it up. It's banana pants. It's basically like this diagnostic startup that this woman founded that sounded like the most amazing like technology ever and got billions of dollars in investments and just promised to do all these amazing things like with blood work, and the thing was that none of it was true. Like they couldn't follow through on their promises, and she just scammed people forever, like just pushing off this and that and faking test results and doing all this stuff. I'm only like 40 pages into it, but already I'm like, whoa, this will be a movie for sure. I'll probably talk about it on the podcast next week when I finish it because banana pants. So that is it for me this week, book lovers. I want to remind you that you can go to bookriot.com/500YA giveaway to enter to win $500 worth of YA books. You can go to bookriot.com/insiders to sign up for a 14-day free trial for Book Riot Insiders. And you can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/all the books. If you're a fan of all the books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. If you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books for my cats, Steinbeck and Millay, You can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Amanda Nelson to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.